From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says a top Islamic State's leader is believed to have been killed in a U.S. airstrike in Syria earlier this month. Speaking at a Pentagon news conference Friday, along with Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, Carter identified the senior IS leader as Abd al-Rahman Mustafa al-Kaduli, also known as Haji Iman, and described him as the group's finance minister.
A few months ago, when I said we were going to go after ISIL's financial infrastructure, we started with the storage sites where it holds its cash. And now we've taken out the leader, who oversees all the funding for ISIL's operations, hurting their ability to pay fighters and hire recruits.
Carter said Iman was a well-known terrorist who had a hand in terrorist plots outside of Iraq and Syria. Ukrainian authorities have found the body Friday of a lawyer representing one of two Russian soldiers being tried on terrorism charges. Yuri Grabovsky was the defense attorney for Alexander Alexandrov, who was arrested last May on terrorism charges stemming from the separatist conflict in pro-Moscow eastern Ukraine. Grabovsky's body was found buried near Kiev. Alexandrov and another soldier were allegedly members of the Russian military last year when they crossed the border into Ukraine. Russia denies any involvement in the border crossing and has said both the soldiers quit their special forces unit before traveling into the war zone of their own accord. The soldiers refuted the official Russian statement and said they were active soldiers at the time, being sent to Ukraine on a reconnaissance mission. This is VOA News.